Hello, and welcome to Exhortations. This podcast is brought to you by the Ooliga Church of Christ in Ooliga, Oklahoma. My name is Russ Earle, and I'll be your speaker today. Today we're looking at part two of our study, entitled The Christian's Influence in the Community. The Christian must keep his children under control. When the neighbors think of the Christian's children, they should be able to think of courtesy, respect for age, respect for property, honesty, kindness, and quietness. And such is possible when we heed verses like Proverbs 22 and verse 6, where the Bible says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." The way he should go being a reference there to obedience to God and his word being the way he should go, and obedience, the child's obedience to parents as well. Also notice Ephesians 6 and verse 4. Here the Bible says, "And you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord." When this is done, our children will be able to be under control and be a beacon of righteousness within the community as well. The Christian must strive for domestic peace. Where feuding, fussing, and fighting characterize a home, the Christian has rendered his influence with the community a mortal blow. 1 Timothy 2 and verse 2 says, "For kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence." And so we see the Christian is to lead a peaceable life. Also notice Proverbs 17 and verse 1, where the Bible says, "Better is a dry morsel with quietness than a house full of feasting with strife." We must maintain peace in our lives and peace before the community. The Christian must always be willing to go the second mile to avoid enemy making. How tragic it is to see a member of the church live in a community and have people therein to whom he will not speak. We notice, for instance, Romans 12, verses 19 through 21. And here the Bible says, "Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord.' Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in doing so, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." The Christian must be the example of holy ideals of Christianity. For example, the Christian must watch his speech. In Titus 2 and verse 8, the Bible says, "Sound speech that cannot be condemned, that one who is an opponent may be ashamed, having nothing evil to say of you." Cursing and filthy speech, idle words, gossip, even fault fighting and hypercriticism, and similar things must not be named among the children of God. Ephesians 4 and verse 29, the Bible says that no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. The Christian must also watch his or her dress. The influence of a member of the church drops to zero among those where he lives in the community when they see him dress and in modest apparel. 1 Timothy 2 verses 9 and 10, here the Bible says, "In like manner also that the women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with propriety and moderation, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly clothing, but which is proper for women professing godliness with good works." We know that just because women are mentioned here, that men are not excluded, we too must dress modestly. The Christian must watch his temper. Notice James 1 and verse 19, where the Bible says, "So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath." Let us always be mindful of our influence and our example before the community. We thank you for listening to this episode of Exhortations. We hope you'll join us again next time for another episode.